Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, all right, let's talk to the man. Let's talk to the king right now. We can't go on. The man who asked that question yesterday, the king. Howard asking John, we love talking to the king every Thursday at this time.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS, PDQPOS.com.
King, how you doing?
Another day in paradise. In paradise is WIP and listening to nonsense. I mean, that's I can see the trees through the smoke. I can see paradise, and I can see failures all over the place.
All right, so Howard, before you crown yourself king times everything
this is his day right
for
now.
For throwing on the process. All right, I need you to just wait like a minute on that, Howard. Let's just start with
asked me how I was, so I just...
Well, I know, I'm playing around. Let's just start with the Rhys Hoskins thing, then we'll get to the Sixers. Mm-hmm. When he gives you that answer yesterday, are you thinking to yourself, there's no way he's really giving us the full truth, right?
Yeah, I followed up with something, but he didn't say anything. I said, "Hey, if it was me, but I'm not you, I'd be thinking about it." Right. I did that, you know, but I didn't put that in there.
Yeah.
You know, it just. But he said, "No, I'm not thinking about it." Listen, because of the agent he has, that's part of this whole thing with him. I would normally, after an injury, a player would sign a 1-year contract, and you'd see how that works out. But I think the Phillies started to prepare by seeing if Alec Bohm could play first base, and he obviously can, finding a third baseman, and I think that's easier to do than a first baseman. And they have other – I mean, Derek Hall's not even back yet, so
yep.
Is he a guy? No, I would certainly be – I'm thinking about it, but Scott Boras is going to want a multi-year deal, and – he's not going to take 1 year.
Oh yeah, Rhys is going to get $100 million or something. He's going to get paid.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to do it.
Totally.
And
by the way, especially with every team having a DH, it's not like the old days where it's only the American League teams. His market, I believe, goes up because now every team is DH available.
Yeah. Well, the Phillies already have a DH. Unfortunately, he's playing left field.
Yeah, they got like four of them. All right, Howard, let's get to that.
It sounds like you say someone's going to do it. It sounds like you don't think it's going to be the Phillies, Howard.
Not if it's a multi-year contract. I just don't think they're going to do it. I mean, how many people can they just keep on signing? So would you rather have Aaron Nola or Rhys Hoskins? I'd rather have Rhys Hoskins.
I'd rather have Aaron Nola.
Every fifth day, Hoskins plays every day.
I know.
Hoskins is the main reason the Phillies can't score runs.
It's an interesting question for the offseason, Nola or if they had to choose one. All right, Howard, let's get to the Sixers. I'm just going to put the ball on a tee for you, and I know you're going to knock it out of the park. This is your day. The process, was it worth it? Howard asking Sarah, the floor is yours.
Well, if you're happy with the second round every year, yeah, it's wonderful. but it started with – let's just break it. Let's go back to the simplest form. This Sixers ownership is a joke. It's a bad ownership. They're interested in making money and whatever way they can do it. Do they really have the passion like John Middleton, like Jeffrey Lurie, to win? And it started from the beginning. Scam Hinkie, con people. It was a total con. It was a Ponzi scheme. The fact is, if teams that do it for 1 year, and then they move forward. You can't just keep on doing it. It was a total failure. This is how ridiculous it was. Hinkie actually tried to get the Sixers, and I know this for a fact, to give him a 9-year contract because he told them it would take that long. I mean, it's, can you imagine that? So what do they have out of the process? The answer is simple. It was a complete failure. And anybody that thinks otherwise, I heard that it was a nice woman. I think her name was Jen. Said, well, Maxie's part of the process. No, Maxie has nothing to do with the process. It was a 21st pick in the draft, and Elton Brand actually made a good decision. But that's rare for this team as well. So you have a process, and look how you break it down. You have one player, Embiid, who in the same draft, by the way, was Jokic, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Which is amazing. So Jokic was in the same draft, and for 3 years now, I've been trying to tell people he's better than Embiid. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You just don't like Embiid. I'm so tired of all that nonsense. But here is where the process was just – it was a failure because they didn't have anybody with a brain to execute it. Sam Hinkie might be able to sit in Starbucks and run his computer on the free Wi-Fi, but he can't do anything else. He never looked at, I know this from scouts, he never looked at their scouting sheets. He looked at a computer. He threw one time, he threw their information on the college players in the trash can in front of the scout. This is how much of a moron he was. Okay, so they drafted Michael Carter Williams. That's after he traded one of the best point guards for years, Drew Holiday, for Nerlens Noel. Then he drafted Jahlil Okafor. Then he drafted Dario Saric. Then he got no second-round picks. By the way, the sixth or second-round pick, the year that Jokic was taken, was KJ McDaniels, who everybody thought was great because he could jump out of the building. He just couldn't play basketball. So that's kind of a problem when you can draft a guy that can't play basketball. You can't win like that. And then when Hinkie gets pushed out and fired, he has this 13-page manifesto so bad that he gave it to the Sixers, which became public. He had an incorrect historical fact about the 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. When you put something out there, your facts in history better be correct.
I kind of like that. I've referenced that. The thing about chopping down a tree for six, if you have 6 hours, sharpen the axe for four. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. Don't go out there with a bad axe for 6 hours. Make sure you sharpen that axe.
I guess you could look at it that way. It's easy to say that the process was never followed through, and there's somebody that keeps on saying that. They never followed through. You can't go forever. You can't go forever. They had enough time, and any other team, and you could look at San Antonio 1 year, the Celtics 1 year, all those teams won championships. There was somebody else, Houston, when I think they got Elijah one, was 1 year. But it's easy to say it was somebody else's fault. That's not the case. Sam Hinkie, or Scam in the real world, never landed the plane, and it ran out of gas. It was a complete crash and a failure.
Sam Hinkie gets the majority of the blame, I guess, in your mind, but you got a lot of names in that front office: Elton Brand, Brett Brown, Daryl Morey, who have made mistakes. What's the biggest mistake?
Yeah, and Howard,
you're missing the point.
And Howard, I think most of the big mistakes happened after Hinkie was gone, for what it's worth.
Well, yeah, but the process is over at that point. You know, how long can you have the process? For the rest of our lives?
Well, we debate and discuss what really constitutes the process. I think the whole thing is.
Well, yeah, but it can't be, though. After a certain period, it's over. Once you make the playoffs and you look like, wait a minute, they look like they had a team in the eyes of most of the fans. Well, they have a chance because the year that they had the best record. Okay, it's over at that point. You got to move on.
Yeah, but Howard, what was the biggest mistake? Butler, Bridges, Tatum?
Yeah, but that's not part of the process. But Butler, and you know, I heard John, Butler didn't like Simmons. And the Sixers, and it wasn't all Brett. I know Brett Brown had a relationship with his parents, and I get all that. But it was ownership that thought, like you, Joe, thought that they could mark this generational player who was generational in the wrong way because he sucked. And he was not even close. You look at a couple of players after he was drafted were even better. It's just, but they made a mistake in that regard. But everybody wanted him, and they didn't want Brandon Ingram. But that, at that point, you've taken it as far as you can. That's the fourth year. You can't keep on saying this is the process. It's not. The process is over, and it failed. And that's the bottom line. You can't keep on saying, well, every year it's the
process. All right, Howard, last thing. Give me a yes now, just a yes now. Will Brett Brown ever open up and tell the world everything he knows?
Not publicly.
Yeah, actually, that's what
you know
I mean.
What? I thought yesterday about getting in touch with him, and I always got along. And he got along with my son very well, too. But I don't know if my son wants to listen to him. But I will. You know, listen, the year he said, you know, I'm playing, he was so frustrated.
Yeah.
He knew what he was getting into when he came here. Yeah. It was so frustrating to him when he said, I'm playing with a bunch of gypsies, because they got rid of players that had a chance to win just so they could lose. But how long can you take that? Will he open up? Maybe at some point. You know, he still has a home in the area, because I don't know if his son's still in school or not here. I think it's.
I'd just love to hear it someday, and he probably won't, because he's very classy.
Yeah,
but I would love to hear the real scoop from Brett Brown on what happened. Look, he probably signed the non-disclosure agreement, and maybe there's certain things he can't say.
Well,
but,
no,
man, if he ever just...
He could say whatever he could say. I mean, it's just... He could say whatever he could say, but he's too nice a guy.
He's a great
but
guy.
But he knew what he was in for. You know, there was years that he won 50-some games. At that point, you got to say it's over. Okay, you took it as far as you can go. But to say, I mean, that the process, anybody that says the process would have, I love this classic answer by these Kool-Aid drinking morons. The process would have worked if they let it go through. How many years do you keep an idiot like Hinkie, who was clueless? He never got a second round pick. I mean, give me one pick other than Embiid, and he only got Embiid.
KJ McDaniels. All right, King, we got you, man. We know where you're at. I'm joking. I'm not supporting KJ McDaniels.
No, but let me just tell you the only reason.
Smith! No, it wasn't a pick. It was a trade.
The only reason he got Embiid is because of his medical issues, which we. And that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He wanted a guy that couldn't contribute at the beginning because he had medical issues, and he dropped down to three. He even tried to trade him to get Wiggins, to get the number one pick, which was Wiggins that year. But so. It's over.
King, we got it.
It stinks.
We got it. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Thanks,
right,
Howard. Thanks. Let me tell you something. I think Howard someday, after he dies and before he is buried, will be talking about it'll just come out. It'll just come out of the casket.
Well, like, because of his
son. It's
going to
be on his tombstone. It's actually what he wants on his tombstone.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He said that?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I actually thought that was possible.
I mean, he hates it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.